The Dolo White Podcast is brought to you by Cinema Anywhere Nashville. Follow Cinema Anywhere Nashville on Instagram and book your indoor or outdoor cinema experience today. Hey, it's Dolo White, and this is the Dolo White Podcast. Of course, this podcast tackles a variety of issues, but there have been two reoccurring themes of this podcast. It's probably race and spirituality / mindfulness practices, and today is a super dope spirituality / mindfulness practices episode. My guest today is Tia Patterson, the author of A Year of Minimalism, Daily Practices to Embrace Mindful Living, and I'm not going to give a very long intro here just because this episode is so dope. Let's get to it. Welcome to the Dolo White Podcast.
Polo Gini.
Live.
Yeah, what's up?
This is not live. It's completely recorded.
Broadcasting from one of the top recording studios in all of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's not true at all. I'm probably at home doing this.
He's been called one of the greatest thinkers of his time.
Literally no one has ever called me that. I do kind of agree with it, though.
Right here.
A 2017 recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize.
That's just a flat-out lie.
Talking politics, community, race, religion, entertainment, sports, and whatever the fuck else.
Yeah.
It's the Dolo White Podcast.
Episode 66 now of the Dolo White Podcast. My guest today, among other things, author of A Year of Minimalism, Daily Practices to Embrace Mindful Living, Tia Patterson. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
I'm excited too. Now, when I first saw your book in the title of it, I thought A Year of Minimalism meant like going a year without TV or just doing as little as possible. But that's not what it is. It's really a book for people that I feel like have busy lives and may not feel like they have the time to include mindful practices. And here's a book with something small that you can do literally every day.
Every single day. It's minimal bite-sized entries to help you each day. It's doable.
It is. I totally agree. It is very doable. No matter what your schedule is, no matter how busy you think you are, you give something small each day of the year. Like literally it starts on January 1st and then goes through the remainder of the year.
Yeah. So can I, okay. So I'm a writer
yes.
and a storyteller. So can I give you a little backstory of how
Please.
This used to be? Okay. So let's talk about this young woman, right? Go with me here. So this young woman, she is living a beautiful life. She is married. She has two kids and she has everything that she needs. So she thinks, right? She's struggling with feeling a life of fulfillment, right? She's struggling with finding her purpose and being. And so this goes on for a number of years and she finally decides, you know what? Enough with the shits. I'm done. Right. I'm done. And she said that she's done in the past, but she's done this day. She enters like a dark night of the soul type of experience where she really just kind of lets go of all of the things. And when I say the things, I mean, like she was attempting to find out who she was by doing things outside of herself or looking outside of herself. So accumulating different relationships with people because she thinks like, hey, this is a good opportunity for me to network, or trying new things that people say, you'll be good at that. You should do it. And you're like, I'll try it out. I'll do it. And you do it. And it's fun in the beginning, but you don't stay consistent with it because it's not for you. It wasn't for her. Mm-hmm. So she's had a few years of doing this and then she drops everything. She says, I'm done. I can't do this. I'm dying inside and I need to show up for myself. So she goes into hermit mode in a little cave in her mind. And people are like, where is she? Where? Oh my gosh, she's not doing this anymore. Is she alive? What's going on? And so here comes January 2020 and she's sitting in a movie theater alone, completely alone. There's no one there, but she's by herself. And at the end of the movie, which was Little Women, by the way, she is like crying and she's completely vulnerable. And that's when she gets a visit from the Holy Spirit and she hears loud and clear that this is your time to be instead of do. Like, you know who you are, right? You were searching before and now you know. It reminded her of the moment from Aladdin. I'm a Disney fan. If you know anything about Disney, you know Aladdin is a classic.
Yes.
And so there's a part in the movie where Aladdin is outside of Jasmine's balcony and he's on top of the magic carpet and he's waiting to like come up with whatever he needs to say to woo her, right? To woo Princess Jasmine. So Genie's there and he turns into a little bee And he goes to his ear and he's like, be yourself, just be yourself. Right. And so that was like my rendition in my head, or, well, at this time, she is me, if you haven't caught that already.
Yeah. I'm following you.
So I can say I now. So I'm thinking in my head, like, wow, like, yeah, I'm reminded in that moment of me and spirit in the movie theater by myself of who I really am and what I really enjoy doing. And from a child, a small child, it was using words, the creativity of words, whether it be writing, whether it be reading, whether it be watching a movie and, you know, a monologue sticking out to me. And so I, for the year of 2020, wrote nearly every day. Wow. For myself, not for anyone else, not to make anyone else happy or to fulfill expectations placed on me, just for me. And it was amazing. It was, you know, with 2020 and all its shitty gloriousness that went down, it was a beautiful year because there was a lot of healing that took place. And so April 2021, I enrolled in Kenya's intuitive development class.
You're beautiful. Kenya, my wife, yes.
She's a gem, by the way. I know you know what you have. She's a goddess among us. So I enroll in her class, and she's basically like Glinda the Good Witch for me. I say that because, like, Glinda in The Wizard of Oz was like, you know, Dorothy, you've had it in you all along to go home. Mm-hmm. You know, all you had to do was just believe. That's and funny. Glinda the Good Witch, aka Kenya, reminded me of just that, like, Tia, you have everything that you need already to be who you want to be, to show up in this world how you desire, like your heart's desire. And so just be it. And she reminded me of the tools and the practices on how to connect with the God within and become this open channel to receive creative guidance and insight. And so when the opportunity came to write the book, in April, I was still in Kenya's class. Mm-hmm. And I was ready. Like, I felt like I was equipped with this toolbox because of my Glinda the Good Witch. And I said yes. I said yes. I chose myself. I said, hell yes. And in that moment, it's funny. I felt like I proposed to myself in a way. Like, I can really envision like how men get down on one knee and propose to, you know, their lady. And she says, yes, yes, yes. And how that feeling of excitement and glory, and I experienced it all. Right. And so, I mean, well, you know what comes after a marriage. It's the baby, right? First there's marriage and the baby. And so my book baby is A Year of Minimalism.
I want to go back to some of what you said there. And let's not start with your husband or your kids, but how did other people around you react to some of your revelations and you choosing yourself in this situation?
They noticed a change about me. I guess it was a sense of, in the quiet times, a sense of just being present. Mm-hmm. Taking one day at a time and the boldness of saying no. I hadn't really said no before. Mm. So I had new boundaries.
I struggle with no.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, the more you know about yourself, you're able to say no more to other people. And that's not to like put a guard up, like, you know, around your heart, really. It's just that you know who you are and you know what you want for yourself. Mm-hmm. Right. And you're like, no, I don't need that. That's not for me. Like, I'm good. You know? And so there's healing in that. And sometimes at that time I had to go to a quiet place again to find my sacred space for me to heal and grow and believe more in myself.
So were there people in your life that were like, I can't really rock with her anymore? She's not the same person that I knew.
No, surprisingly. Really? No, I feel like at times I live in a bubble, if that makes sense. Like, I have such good people and energy around me that, you know, everyone's very understanding. They knew at the time that something was happening, something was changing in a way, kind of like how the butterfly goes into her little cocoon. They knew that the mush was molding. you know, and they gave me space to do that, you know, my husband included, because he's probably like, you've morphed into like a number of different things. Like this another time. He's always very patient and waiting for me to kind of just figure it out for myself. So, I mean, that's a great support in itself, I think.
No, it definitely is. And I kind of went through the same thing with Kenya when she started her journey of choosing herself. And I remember, you know, not understanding everything that she was doing. I have a much better understanding now, but then I didn't understand everything that she was going through or even talking to me about. But I knew it was positive and I knew I needed to support it. And I think there was just something there that just said, this is good. This is a good thing. You know, roll with this.
Yeah, it's a good thing and a smart thing.
No, I totally agree. How long did it take you to write this? Because coming up with something different for every day of the year, that seems stressful to me.
Yeah. I mean, at the beginning, I thought it was going to be stressful because I only had 8 weeks to write it. And that's coming from years and years of me just thinking that I could never write a book. I mean, it's something that I wanted to do at some point in my life, but I just kept kind of pushing it off. Out of, you know, self-sabotaging thoughts of like, no, I can't do that. So shoot, 8 weeks. I'm like, okay, what the hell did I just do? You know, but I mean, James, it was absolutely stress-free because I think every time, in fact, I know every time I sat down to write, I was so intentional about what I was thinking and what I was bringing to that moment. So I would meditate and pray every single time before I began writing, just so that I could make sure that I was grounded and that I was able and willing to receive from spirit. And so this book came from my journey and what I learned from my journey. And also it's kind of like revelations that I received from the Holy Spirit on what to share and how to share from my heart in order to reach the hearts of others. Each time I sat down to write, which was pretty much every day in order to finish by 8 weeks, was kind of like a healing session. That makes sense. Like,
yeah, it does.
It was intense healing.
Did you have grounding practices before you started this mindful journey? Like before the day that you were sitting in that movie theater, did you meditate? Did you do any of the things that you do now?
Not regularly. Mm. I mean, I knew, like I mentioned before, that there was a change that was coming. I mean, I know it seems weird. It's like, I know, you know, hear dead people, whatever. But I mean, some people do. I knew my intuition was very aware that something was changing. And so it was kind of like my body knew what to do without me really understanding everything. Mm. If that makes sense. So I would make time for myself to sit still. And I was doing things that I couldn't put a word to at the time, but I was doing all the things. I was meditating, I was praying, I was astral traveling. Like, we can talk about some stuff. But all of that was happening. And now to look back on it, it's just kind of like, wow, when you have the understanding to realize what was going on, you know, in the earlier parts of your journey, it's a beautiful thing to understand.
I ask that because I feel like most of us probably didn't grow up in a house that introduced grounding practices or meditation or really any of these things, these mindful practices. So what is it that you're teaching your kids about these practices?
Oh my gosh. That's the beauty in this. When you're healing yourself and you're learning more about yourself, it kind of trickles out into the other areas of your life, right? It's not just something that you're doing for yourself. You're doing it for your family. You're doing it for your community. And so I have more patience with myself and I have more patience with my children and my spouse. And I mean, it's a beautiful thing. It's really a gift. 'Cause I mean, listen, in this house, we talk about Bruno. Okay. We do talk about Bruno. Listen, things are discussed. Trauma is discussed. We communicate. Okay. We're not, you know, going silent about these things. So I'm grateful to know that I can pass down what I know and the tools that I have and that I've included in the book to my children, like at an early age. Can you imagine like how less trauma, how much less trauma they'll have in their life?
Yes.
You know, I mean, you want your kids to do better than you. And it's like, what better way to give them this foundation, this foundational truth of knowing who they are and believing in themselves?
Totally agree. What was the hardest thing for you to let go of?
That's a good question. I think the hardest thing to let go of is, this is going to sound so Virgo-ish of me. it's perfectionism, because I have this idea of how I want something to look or how I want to experience something. And sometimes I can stand in my own way and just become really rigid instead of just flowing, you know, just really just kind of like, it's okay. You can be, you don't have to do all the things to try to make it this way. Just flow and take it day by day, step by step, breath by breath. And I promise whatever is for you will not pass you by. And that is like my mantra of like, all right, girl, just build and know it's going to happen.
That's how you got the book out.
That's exactly.
Because I'm sure you wanted to go through every single word on every single page to make sure it was perfect in your mind.
Listen. And it can be overwhelming though. In the beginning, it can be overwhelming to take on this mindfulness approach to life. But that's why I created the book, because I experienced it for myself and I still experience it. I mean, it's an everyday intention to be more mindful, right? But the book, what the book is like a literary companion for you. And it's there as a tool, tools, practices, things that can help you kind of know where to start. Prompt you with ideas on, for instance, self-reflection, asking yourself the question, not going to your mama, not going to your cousin, your husband, or your best friend, thinking, what do you think about this? What do you think this means for me? It's about asking yourself and being able to hear clearly your intuition, the God in you speaking to you. And so there are different things like practices for you to ground your energy, move your body, and be still. Not so much still as like physically still, but just in your mind, knowing that you don't need to accumulate all the things, right? You don't need to go out and feel like you've got to fill your mind up with things that will make you feel better. No, just there's one knowing of who you are and you're enough, period. So you just be who you are and be with being. There's action to that, right? It's not just like you're sitting here like, I'm hot shit and I don't have to leave my room and I don't have to do anything because everything will come to me just off who I am. It's like, no, you have to take aligned action, right? That's faith in what you believe, right? So
I was never a very good Christian, but I believe one of the things that did stick with me is faith without action is dead, right?
Yeah, you're dead. Are you living? Are you breathing? Are you, you know, inhaling and exhaling? Then exhale and get your ass out there and make something in this world, right? Like create. That's how you create and share with your taking action on those creative ideas and dreams that you have. And so in the book, it gives you opportunities to kind of, you know, go back to your childhood memories and discover like, what did you like as a child? Mm. How can you nurture your inner child, right? And rediscover certain things about yourself that may have been hidden or buried.
Yeah.
From trauma, from, you know, just life. And that's where you unlock the mystery, right? Because you're the key. You know yourself best. So then you unlock that closed door and then it opens, right? And you're like, oh shit. I am hot stuff. Like I'm shit. Like, and I can do it because now I believe in myself because I know more about myself and what I'm capable of. Right. And so I can share that. I can be that light, embody what I believe and share it with the world. And they can see that and be reminded they can do the same thing for themselves. Right. Right.
Be honest, I never thought I was going to be saying the sentence that I'm about to say, but since Kenya's journey started, and she'd be the first to tell you, I'm just really not this person, but some of this shit kind of did rub off on me.
That was totally not intended, right?
Right. I'm wondering, did the same thing happen in your house, though?
Listen, I have my husband telling me today, I was on the golf course and I channeled my ancestor, my grandfather. I'm like, you did what? you got a hole in one because you did what? You know? It's amazing. It's amazing. But that's, that's the power of women. I mean, that's a totally different discussion, but we're very influential and inspirational beings.
Yeah, I give you that. I'm kidding, but seriously, I'm a totally different and better person because of the journey that my wife went on, and definitely thankful for not just for her, but for her journey as well.
Like, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
like that's a different type of love, right? That's right. The agape love that we want, that we crave. The intimacy that's really just. It affects your soul, right? Because when you're able to learn more about yourself, you're on you're at a frequency, right? A vibration where, people see that. They feel that shit. It's have you ever heard somebody saying man, I feel your energy, right? And so it's it's beautiful. It makes me happy. It makes me feel comfortable. And it makes me feel you're very approachable. Right. And so they see more good within themselves because when you're happy, there's love there. Right. And that's what really heals and conquers love. And it's just a sharing of love.
I agree with that. I want to know, is there a part in the book where I know you're proud of the whole thing, but is there one in particular part or maybe a couple parts where after you wrote it, you went back and you read it and you're just I ripped that shit. Like you're a rapper, bars, son, fucking rip that shit. Is there a particular part that kind of sticks out like that?
Oh boy. Let me tell you, there are parts of the book that I will read and be who the hell wrote this? I wrote this. This is dope. I'm dope. You don't have to remind yourself, this is great stuff, And so I say that because there were instances, I meditated and prayed before I would write. And so really, it was really just, I feel spirit channeling within me. And I'm really tapping into my divine higher self, higher being, kind of you have this knowledge. It's in you because you have everything you need to be and show up how you are in this world, right? It's already here. And so when I tap into that wisdom, it's amazing. It surprises me what comes out. It's good stuff, man. It's good.
So there are a lot of points where you're I just ripped that shit.
One of the, if I can pinpoint exactly one, is when I first started writing the book, I received insight on how to organize it. Mm-hmm. So it's organized bi-monthly by your chakras. Mm. So there's seven chakras. It's crazy. So there's seven chakras, seven main chakras that we know of, starting with the root, going to the crown. And so every 2 months focuses on a chakra. And when I say that, there are certain practices or self-reflections that are included to help cleanse that particular chakra. Mm. So in essence, over the period of a year, you're getting a deep cleansing of your complete energy system. I've never really shared this with anyone, so I'm really surprised I'm sharing it now. But I mean, that was something where it was only my higher self talking to me. If organize it like this, right? Organize it in a way that's going to not only reach the hearts of people, but really their soul, and to help align their energy with what's for them. True minimalism. It's wild.
Define minimalism.
Minimalism is just being you, right? Being you.
That simple.
And when I say that, I mean, it's the simplicity of your nature, That's minimalism. It's not comparing yourself or trying to be something outside of who you are. It's not about that. It's about just being you. And with being you, of course, you have wonderful things in your life, relationships and beautiful art and, you know, all the wonderful things in your life. But it's simple and it makes sense because there's peace behind it and around it. Right. And so that's when you're living minimally. Mm-hmm. You're not out here trying to be something that you're not.
I love that. The book is A Year of Minimalism. Tia Patterson, thank you so much for doing this. You are absolutely amazing today. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, James. This was fun.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Cinema Anywhere Nashville. You can book your indoor or outdoor cinema experience right now, starting at only $350. Cinema Anywhere Nashville provides your choice of a 16, 24, 36, or even 100-foot screen, plus projector setup and sound system. This is a super dope service that wouldn't just be great for corporate and work events, but also birthday and holiday parties, or if you want to have a romantic evening with your significant other, Cinema Anywhere Nashville is perfect for all of those things. They have the right experience for you. Follow them on Instagram right now at Cinema Anywhere Nashville and book your cinema experience today. I want to say thank you to my guest, Tia Patterson. Make sure you get her book, A Year of Minimalism, Daily Practices to Embrace Mindful Living, available right now, and give her a follow on the gram as well, at I Am Tia Patterson. And of course, if you don't already follow me, why you got the Instagram app open following Tia, follow me as well at DoloWhite101, D-O-L-E-W-I-T-E 101. Don't forget, whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on, make sure you follow, subscribe, set to auto download if that's an option. If you like me, rate and review. 5 stars and nice words are always accepted. If you got something negative to say, I mean, that's fine, but you can just DM me that. You don't have to put it out there in a public forum. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, definitely appreciate you checking out the podcast. Brand new episode drops next week, first thing Wednesday morning, so check me out there. That's it. I'm done.